Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How are you, church? How are you this morning? You know the Lord favor you today. You believe Jesus favor you today. You believe that? Give thanks to him and shout him anywhere. Let somebody say, the song is pregnant. The Lord has favored me today. So sky will be your limit today. Viewers all over the world, we welcome you in Jesus' name. People of God, you are welcome in Jesus' name. I greet you all on behalf of Father and Lord Prophet TV Joshua. My name is Racine, and I'm an evangelist by the grace of God here at the Synagogue Church of All Nations. I have the privilege to share the word of God for you today. I have the grace and the privilege to share that word. And that word is given to me by my teacher, Prophet TV Joshua. It is for you. Tell your neighbor, I have a word for you. That word is able to change your situation today. 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 If you believe. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is the reason why we are gathered here today in his presence. Therefore, people of God, viewers all over the world, whatever situation you are in now, always realize that you are in God's presence. Tell your neighbor, I am in God's presence. In the presence of God, there is fullness of life. In the presence of God, there is a way out. I am not alone. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. You agree with me that when you look around in the world today, when you look through the screen of your TV, when you look at the news around you, you will agree with me that God has purposely left us in the dark concerning future events. God Almighty has purposely kept us in the dark concerning future events. We must understand that. Tell your neighbor, we must understand. You must understand that we have no control over what becomes of us the next day. We have no control over what becomes of us the next day. What does this mean to you and me? So why should anyone come to you and tell you, I want to be a president next year. I want to be a senator next year. I want to be this. I want to travel to this country, this and that next year. I want to become a leader tomorrow. Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Sir, can I ask you a question? Who makes a president?
God.
You sure?
Yes.
Yes. Clap for yourself. If truly God makes a leader, the second question, what is the role of God? What is your role and what is the role of God? I'm asking you. Anyone can be a leader, but God chooses a leader with a difference. Anybody can be a leader, a president, a doctor, a pastor, but God chooses one with a difference. Tell your neighbor, one with a difference. The Bible says today that wisdom, in the practical sense of ability and skill, cannot guarantee success in life. Cannot ensure success in life. Tell your neighbor, wisdom, in the practical sense of ability and skill, cannot guarantee success in life. Many would think that men of great understanding who are masters in the field of management would certainly become men of substance. I mean, the man that matters. But when you look through the street and you venture the highway of life, you will see many a good man, many, many educated men spending their days unnoticed, uncelebrated, and in obscurity. Say, neighbor, no one can succeed without God. Say, neighbor, if you want to succeed, be sure to include God in your plan. The Bible says to every man, God has assigned a purpose. To every man on earth, God Almighty has assigned a divine cause and a cause. Prophet T.B. Joshua says that what God has designed you to achieve in his master plan for his creation determines your divine cause and course in life. The cause means your purpose, means what you are born for, what you are living for, and what you are going to die for. And the course means the way, the route to follow. Destiny can be changed if you don't know where you are destined to be. Say, neighbor, destiny can be changed if you don't know where you are destined to be. But you are in the presence of God. You know where you are going. Say, neighbor, I know where I'm going. I know where I belong. This brings us to our message this morning. God's agenda. Tell your neighbor, God's agenda. Tell your neighbor, God has an agenda for me. Tell your neighbor again, God has an agenda for me. An agenda with a difference. Let's go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. We start our reading by verse 10. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 29. I start from verse 10. For this says the Lord, after 70 years of completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you and cause you to return to this place. Verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Verse 13. And you will seek me and find me. When you search for me with all your heart, I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. Let someone say, God has a plan for me. A plan of success. Good success, a plan of good future for me, just for me. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Brethren, many never confess defeat, and they are experiencing defeat in certain areas of their lives. When we are young, We think we can go it all alone without any reference to God Almighty. Everyone cherishes breakthrough. Every man wants breakthrough and success in life. But little do we ever understand that it is God Almighty alone who determines the time and season of harvest. Man may labor and toil hard, but little do we ever consider and understand that it is the duty of God to determine the times and season of harvest. We have made so many plans in our lives. We have made so many plans which we consider to be error-proof, perfect. But before we knew it, those plans we consider perfect failed. Even the seemingly perfect plan we made for our marriage, for our business, which we think perfect, usually encounters accidents which make it as if we never made any plan in our lives. Say neighbor, include God in your plan if you want to make a difference in your life. Say neighbor, include God in your plan. If you want to succeed in your life, be sure to include God in your life. Little do we know, as the preacher says in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11, that fast runners do not always win the race. The brave do not always win the battle. The wise do not always earn a living. And the scripture says, the intelligent do not always rise to high position. When we examine our lives, we know that life is a learning experience. Our experiences in both public and private life do not always agree with our plans, aspirations, prospects. I repeat again. Our experiences in both public and private life do not always agree with our aspirations, prospects, and probabilities. What is the cause of that? Say, neighbor, what is the cause of that? The plan of God for you is to make you one with the difference. So if you must run, you must run with a purpose. If you must venture into business, do so with a purpose. If you want to go into marriage, do so with a purpose. Say, neighbor, whatever you do in life, do so with a purpose. Because we serve a God of purpose. What matters to God Almighty is not our mental and physical disposition in life. What matters to God is the divine cause. Are you doing what God has called you to be? Are you where you are destined to be? If you are not, there is hope today. Say, neighbor, if you are not, there is hope today. God has an agenda for you. God has an agenda for me. When you look at the life of the heroes of faith, the life of Paul, apostle, we learn that Paul had a sense of destiny. Jesus Christ had a sense of destiny. He knows where he was going because they rely on the guidance of God's Spirit. In Acts chapter 16, when you read, Paul wanted to preach the gospel to Asia, but the Bible says the Spirit of Father stopped him. If that plan was perfect, the Spirit of God would not stop him. But Paul stayed put and waited for revelation from God. And the Bible says he had a dream. A man of faith is a man of vision. A man of faith, his action, his deed are not directed by man, but directed by his vision. He saw through his immediate needs and saw a man of Macedonia. He followed the direction of God's calling for his life, and Paul made a difference in his life. Today, when you walk, we have seen those who have succeeded. We have seen those who have failed. When you look at life, you see those who have succeeded in life and those who have failed in life. What makes the difference? The Bible says a resolve to do whatever proper thing it takes to achieve your goal makes the difference between the strong and the weak. Say, neighbor, be determined. A resolve to do whatever proper thing it takes to achieve your goal separates the weak from the strong. Separate the strong from the weak. And the Bible says there are three categories of people in life. Those who make things happen. Those who watch things happen. And those who wondered what happened. Tell your neighbor, there are three categories of people in life. Those who make things happen. Those who watch things happen, and those who wondered what happened. Which category do you want to be? Those who make things happen in life are those who made a difference in their lives. Those who make things happen, they have no time to compare themselves with others. Those who make things happen in their life, in their destiny, in their ministry, in their work, they do not compare themselves with others because they know that the way and manner God executes his plans in their life differs. They do not allow what people say about them to tarnish their vision. They are focused. Such was the case of King David. David was a man of purpose. David made things happen in his life. Why? Because David was focused on his God. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, when you read at home, the whole army of Israel was facing fear in the front of a giant. But the Bible says a young, rustic, and experienced boy, David, chose a different direction to achieve a different goal. Instead of looking on the outside, David focused on his God, the victory provider. David did what no one else has ever done. David did what God put in his heart, and he stepped into the battlefield, and the giant fell. And David became the center of his own world. What God has called you to achieve is to make a difference in your world, not to be a photocopy, Not to copy what people has ever done. Not to be a consumer, but to be a producer. To do what no one has ever done in your field, best among equal. That is the plan of God for you. We have those who watch things happen. There are those who look to people for direction, for what to say, for what to do. When the instruction came in their heart, they looked to people for what to say and what to do. They become like photocopy machine. They travel because they see people traveling. They venture into business because they see people doing business. They cannot make any difference in their lives. They are onlookers, spectators. The Bible says, if you are silent, we cannot place you. Say, neighbor, if you are silent, we cannot place you. Say, neighbor, he who folds his hand and stay indifferent will never have a share to thy great future. We have those who wondered what happened. There are those who stay unnoticed, uncelebrated, and in obscurity. There are those who fail to take an action that could have changed their life forever. Today is your day. Say, neighbor, today is my day. God has a plan for me. Whatever plan that is not of Jesus in my life today will be overruled, because I know where I belong. I know where I belong. Not failure, not defeat, but success. Good success. It is the will of God for you and me to prosper in every areas of our lives. Spirit, soul, and body. That's the will of God for you. When you realize you are in the presence of God, you will stop limiting God in your life. You will stop asking questions for a certain answer. You will stop limiting your God. You will stop living under four-foot ceiling. God say, sky is your limit. What is your situation today? Today you are here because you have your own agenda. Maybe you're looking for breakthrough. Maybe healing. But let me tell you, there is something far more important than this. Say, neighbor, nothing happens for nothing. Nothing happens by chance. Stand up in his presence. Jesus knows you by name. Say, he knows me by name. Say, when God looks at me, he is not looking at a failure. He's looking at a successful one. Jesus has come to change our lives. Jesus can change anyone, anytime, anywhere. Are you ready for him?
Yes.
I say to you, are you ready for him?
Yes.
Viewers, are you ready for him?
Yes.
God is richer than our dream. If you believe, your life will never be the same. If you are a man of vision, you will never concentrate on today's problem. You look at your future. Jesus owns your future. Right now, time has come. Say, the time has come for me.
The time has come
to me
to
remove the old garments
of poverty.
The time has come to enlarge my spiritual course, because I serve a God of purpose. And if I focus on my God, my commitment, my success will be beyond my expectation. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? You are in the presence of God. You are in His presence. Thank you.
Give me power every hour to be true. There is a race that I must run. There are victories to be won. Give me power every hour to be through. Oh Lord, see me through.
See me through.
Lord Jesus, Lord
Jesus, see me through.
Oh Lord, see me through.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have experienced failure in life, take heart. Life never completely closes the door to opportunity. Today is your opportunity. Say, today is my opportunity. Tell your neighbor again, today is my day. The day I was waiting for. For so long has come. The history of my life will be rewritten because Jesus has come to turn my life around. You're around, around, around. So right now, take the proper position. See beyond your trouble. Stop focusing at your problem. Your problem is a blessing. Without that problem, you will not be here. You are here, there is a superior agenda. And today, your life will never be the same. Thank you, Jesus.